I didn't like it the first time round. Just coming up to 10:30, and I should be hopefully joined on the line by Scott McGlynn, who's here at Boys on the Line to talk about his book. He's an author, and he's got a book called Out. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing? Sorry, we got a little bit confused with the timing. I'm thinking 11:30. I told you 10:30, and I get confused a lot.
No problems at all. No worries.
Now, whereabouts in the country are you?
In Cardiff, in Wales.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I'm down here today. It's a nice day, actually. A lovely day outside.
I'm very fond of my Welsh cakes.
Oh, yeah, they're lovely. They're my favourite, actually, as well.
And they do, because I've been down to Cardiff. There's a place down there, and they do them hot, and they do all different flavours as well.
I don't know.
I'm just obsessed with cakes. Now, that's not the reason that Scott's on the line. Scott is an author, and you've got a book out at the moment called Out.
Yeah, so it's based on my true story from going into high school, like moving on to my first job and meeting people and moving to like the city and stuff like that, and dealing with your sexuality going from like a young age, and obviously getting bullied as well for who you are, and people not obviously accepting who you are, and then you're kind of hiding everything away until, you know, you leave high school, and I got more confident then and kind of embraced who I was and things like that. So,
well, I was going to say, when did you actually come out?
Oh,
what age
were
you?
When I met my partner, Justin, now. I've been with him for nearly 5 years. I'm like, well, officially to my parents, because I bought into my mum's 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
So it was, they always knew, but we didn't really talk about it, I think, until I met someone like Justin, who I'm with now. Yeah, it was just, it felt right.
Do you think it is different now? Are people more sort of accepting?
Yeah, like, it's hard, because I started school, like, 1997. That's when I started high school. And now, it's a lot of, celebrities and public eye figures and athletes and loads of those people coming out and having a great support behind them. But I think it's a bit more acceptable, I think, now. But I know a lot of, but now in this day, it's a lot of cyberbullying going on for anyone who's getting bullied. You know, it's more online. I've spoken to so many different people, and a lot of people have been in contact with me just from the response from the book, and a lot of them are going around more the computer and cyber stuff.
Yeah.
Which is, it's not nice, you know, like if someone's like commented like on a photo of yours or stuff like that, and it's quite a nasty approach to do it. I hate bullying anyway. It's not a nice thing for people to go through.
No. I think you're right with the, it's completely different now because you've got the cyberbullying, which means you can sit there and you could just say the most awful thing. You'd never say that to somebody's face in a million years.
Yeah.
You just won't do it. And I think what will happen, we'll see hopefully over the next couple of years, people will get taken to court and people will be shown up. And that's what they need to do.
I know, yeah, it's like, I remember before someone getting bullied in school, when I was in school anyway, it probably still goes on now, but just for someone's hair colour, because it's like, you know, got red hair, you know, it's just like, huh. It's like, but now, it's not nice, you know, to go through, like, bullying through school, and especially from, like, a young age as well, like, because I was like, you know, you start high school when you're, like, 11, 12 years old, you know, and people are just judging who you are from such a young age, just so. Well, I felt so confident. I was not at all. I really hid behind like a friend of mine. I'm still friends with him now to this day. So, like behind some more of a shield, and it's like, and that for nearly five years of that. So, it really made the impact on me. But I just made sure I stuck to my, you know, exams, and I had to get them done, and I just kind of just fought through it kind of thing. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I had a woman, because my publisher is in America, so it's over there as well, and one woman from America, she contacted me, she's like in her mid-40s, and she said, I can't believe, when I was going, so like, it's at least about 20-odd year gap between us, I can't believe it's still going on, when you was there, because I had it really bad, bullying for a different situation, but she said, I can't believe, I don't know what teachers are like these days in school. I felt after a while, this is my own personal opinion, that I just actually felt, I just thought they just didn't care anymore because it's the same situation all the time.
Mm.
Like, go and keep going back about the same thing and the same people, and it's just, and I just felt let down because they just didn't want to, or didn't do pretty much anything after so many times going there, you know, and speaking to them about it. Knowing that, you know, whoever you are, you can have, it's a normal life with anyone else.
Mm.
Doesn't matter who you are, you know. And I don't get bullied now, you know. So many campaigns and stuff like that's been in contact, and I'm trying to join forces with them as well, and team up and obviously and go to schools and help other people, you know. And
so if people want to get hold of a copy, the book is called Out. It's Scott McGlynn.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's paperback and Kindle edition on there.
Yep.
And obviously I'm going around as well, and I'll post all events I'm doing, so I'll have copies with me when I go there.
Okay, and what's your website? You said you've got a website. What's the website?
Oh, yeah, it's www.scottmcglynn.net.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. You sound really nice and chirpy this morning, although I nearly rung you at the wrong time, but it might.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's fine.